New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great. Team first. Team last. Team always.
Welcome to another edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live, presented by Andrew Mark, right here on Giants.com. Also on your Giants mobile app on your mobile phone. We're here in Albany. Giants continuing to practice up here at training camp. And our special guest for the second consecutive day is former Giants tight end Howard Cross. Howard, welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Nice Albany. Had a little cloud cover today, but we didn't practice in pads 2 days in a row.
Now, your quote to me at practice, if they had training camp like this when I was a player, I would have played 20 years. Why?
Yeah, I would have played to at least, I've been like one of those baseball guys, like retiring when you're like, I've been like Chipper Jones. You wouldn't have known how long I was in the league. I just left one day. I just think that it's just too, it's not as big of a grind. You don't have to get as it's not as physical on your body. The hits are a lot less. The contact's a lot less. And it's not just in practice, even in games. You know, defenses, receivers, the call now. And a lot of that, you know, protects guys from a lot longer. I think when parents are looking at football now, and especially if the parents are aware of it, they should know that football is safer now than it's been in maybe 30, 40 years.
Obviously, safety, a huge, huge focus of Commissioner Roger Goodell and the NFL and every NFL franchise as we move forward. Big Blue Kickoff Live is, of course, an interactive show with the fans. You can call us at 518-437-3774 or send us your live tweets on Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. Also, you can submit questions to the Giants message board at boards.giants.com. In the morning, we'll try to bring those up as well. Let's start off with our busy phones. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Peter Rubin, caller from Brooklyn, New York.
Pete, what's up, man?
Oh, man. I'm so excited about the running back situation with David Wilson and wide receiver with Reuben Randall. What do you think their potential this year is going to be and how much they produce for the New York Giants in this coming season?
Well, we'll start off with Wilson. Wilson has an opportunity to be that change of pace back. You know, like a lot what Ahmad was to Brandon Jacobs, now Wilson will be to Ahmad. Ahmad's a bruiser. Wilson's a slasher, a cutter, a speed guy. You know, we were asking today and tried to do a little bit of a survey to find out who's the fastest guy on the team. And Wilson's name came up a lot in discussion. So that's one thing you got to look forward to from the running back. And Reuben Randall, a big receiver. And when you look at him, you know, you don't really think about it until you get on the field close to him. He's a big guy, and he has great hands. The ball seems to always come to his hands. No body catches, no elbow catches, just hands. You like that in your receiver, a big guy that can run great routes and uses his hands.
Now, you did have one vote for Darrell Scott for the fastest player in the team, and that vote
came from Darrell Scott. Yeah. He is a fast guy, though, so you know it'd be funny to see those guys in the race.
All right, Howard, this question comes in from Melissa W. Who might be the surprise player to emerge from Giants training camp?
The surprise player? Like, you know, when you think about surprise players, now I got to look at my list to see who's going to be the guy. I think it might be Hill. Think about it. The guy who didn't play last year that comes in, has got his nose stuck in the playbook, who's studying hard and coming out and making plays on the field every time he gets an opportunity. A lot's going to tell about him in the next few weeks in these preseason games. He's going to get select opportunities. He's going to get more opportunities than he would ordinarily get because, you know, you can't let your veterans play. They don't have practice time, so you can't risk getting them hurt. They're going to play themselves into shape somewhere else. These young players are going to get a lot of time on the field, and that's going to be the time they're going to be evaluated. Can he, you know, convert that great practice that he had the other day and today into a game?
And we are going to hear from Will Hill later on in the show, Howard. Make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And, of course, we do take your calls at 518-437-3774 and take your tweets live at hashtag Giants Chat. At practice today, Howard, there were some big plays on defense. A couple of interceptions, the first by Chris Horton and then one by Kenny Phillips.
Chris Horton did a good job getting his body in the way, you know, getting the ball. Nice play by him. You know, what we'd like to say routine, but definitely good play. Kenny Phillips had a little bit more of the flash. He's diving back with the tight end. He reaches up and snatches it down. Tight end's fighting for the ball the whole way. That's what you want to see. You want to see the guys really, really super competing. And if it was a highlight, top 10 play, Kenny Phillips' play would definitely make the play because they were both fighting for the ball, and it looked really good.
And Kenny Phillips is a guy that hopes to make a lot more plays this year for the New York Giants. Last year, kind of stuck in that deep center field role. Did a good job with it, but this year he hopes to play closer to the line of scrimmage. Our own Anita Marks had a chance to talk to Kenny earlier in training camp.
Compared to last year, what would you like to see differently? What have you done in this offseason to prepare for this year, or how you might improve in any way?
This was a totally different offseason for me. Last year, I was, I didn't get it. The year before that, I was, injured my knee, and I was actually doing rehab. And I finally had got a year to, do football stuff. And with us winning the Super Bowl, the offseason was kind of short. It was a long season, a lot of, pounding. So it was I needed more rest than anything. So it was a totally different offseason. I got some work in, but for the most part, I tried to get some rest.
Now, you've got a lot of young guys on this squad. So your role, as the years have progressed, has changed. You're pretty much a leader. You've got a leadership role on this squad right now, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm getting old, but I'm 25. I'm still a young man. But, we definitely have a lot of young guys. I'm probably the oldest safety here, going on my fifth season. I do have a lot of young guys that are looking up to me. So when I'm in practice, man, I make sure I do everything right as far as, making the calls and, sprinting the ball, just trying to lead by example.
Now, unfortunately, Terrell Thomas waiting on news. Hopefully he can play this season. Not sure. How does that affect your safety squad? I know that Perry Field loves to play that three safety set that we call it the Ghidra package. But what's your mindset on that? If, of course, unfortunately, the news is that Terrell Thomas cannot return, Kenny.
Yeah, I think first of all, it's going to be a tough break for him. I mean, he's a good guy, one of my closest friends on the team, and I know what he's been through to, try to get himself back. So that would definitely be a tough break. And also for our defense, even though we play without him, when you always have a guy that have as much talent he does, and it only can make you better. But, Coach Perry, he's a smart coordinator. He's definitely going to come up with something. And we have a lot of young guys that's, out there playing, great ball right now. So, I think he's pretty much excited about that.
All right, Howard, can Kenny Phillips have a breakout year this year if he has a bit of a new role playing closer to the line of scrimmage?
I think that's going to be a little tougher. Guys, when you play close to the line of scrimmage, you're involved with the run a lot. You're not as involved in the passing game, believe it or not. He had a great role last year, being able to go from sideline to sideline, covering a lot of the field, and that's what you want your safety to do. You want a guy to be out there that's a threat in the middle of the field to, intercept the ball, not just make big plays with hits, but to intercept the ball and take the ball away. I know he wants to get in close. I know he wants to get more involved in the run package. But being the guy that's the deepest guy in the field, you got two things that are going on. You make plays on the ball, and two, you get everybody organized and in the right place.
518-437-3774. Let's go back to our busy phones. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, it's your buddy Jeff from Rhode Island.
Hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
The name of the play was IAT, It's About Time. I just wanted to remind you about that, okay?
Last year when Travis Beckham had his big catch against the Packers, we had our callers call up and try to name the play, and Jeff called in with IAT, It's About Time, which I thought was kind of funny.
That's pretty good indeed.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Howard, I've been a Giants fan since the mid-60s, and I've always enjoyed your contributions to the team. You're a hell of a player for the New York Football Giants.
Hey, I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
And I was wondering how the tight ends were progressing, other than Bear Pasco, and I wanted to know what you could tell us about how Joe Martinek from Rutgers is doing.
Joe Martinek from Rutgers. Look at him throwing a name out there. He's doing okay. The guys they're really focusing on, though, you got to remember, are Martellus Bennett coming in. This guy's a big kid. He's blocking well. They're getting him more and more involved in the passing game, which makes him more of a two-dimensional player, not like he was so much when he was in Dallas where, Witten was catching all the balls. They want him to be really involved in the passing game. Robinson, the young rookie, is going to be in. This kid is really fast off the ball. And the thing that I like about him a lot that you don't really think about, he's aggressive trying to block. not necessarily knowing what to do. He's a raw. He's supposed to be a project kid, but his kid's going to come along a lot faster than everyone thinks. Those are the two guys that kind of stand out to me. You know, Bear Pascal is a consistent player. That's what makes him great. You need a guy who's always going to be there. That's what makes him great. The other guys, they're all trying to.
And Ryan Purvis is a guy I know you like as well, a 30-year player.
Well, I saw Purvis do a lot of things. Again, another passing kind of tight end, a little smaller, running around the field. He does a good job trying to run routes. Been in the league for a little bit, so he has a little bit more of an education of what to look for, what the coach is looking for.
And to me, Martellus Bennett has gotten faster since he's gotten here. Remember, he missed all of offseason. He's getting into shape, losing some of that weight, and he's looked much better as camp has gone along. Let's go back to our phones at 518-437-3774. Also, you can send in your questions to Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. Cole, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? This is JP from Long Island, New York.
What's up, JP?
Hey, how you doing? By the way, you're doing a great job. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
I just really want to know about Victor Cruz. I know he had a great season last year. You know, he's one of the top receivers. I just really want to know where his mindset is and his progression that he's going along. I know that Akeem Nicks, with the injury and everything, I just want to know if he doesn't come back, if Victor Cruz can step in as a true number one.
Well, you know, first off, you know, Akeem Nicks will come back. He'll be back probably late in the August or something. They're not going to push him. And, again, they don't have as many practice days, so you can't really push a guy. But as far as Victor Cruz, I was talking to someone today who really took a long time looking at him when he was out in Massachusetts, and that was Jerry Reese. And Jerry Reese was saying to me, it's like, you know, we saw the kid could catch. He ran decent routes, but we didn't really see what we saw last year. And it was not on tape.
And that means
not
he's improving.
Film. Yeah, it's more than he's improving. His confidence is growing, and the league's kind of created a monster. Now this guy is like, okay, he shakes and guys stop, like, okay, what's he going to do? They don't know, so you have to tackle him. You have to put your hands on him. He's gotten a little bit bigger. He's still got that quick move, and that little quick, that shake thing, when guys stop, that's the difference in a catch and a touchdown from the catch.
Back to our phones at 518-437-3774. Also, we take your questions live via Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. Cole, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is James. I'm calling from Woodbury, Virginia. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Hey, first things first, Mr. Smoke, as always, doing a phenomenal job. Mr. Cross, finally, Mr. Leader, former Giants.
Appreciate
it. Big thing. My question is this. I know that the 1 and 2, as far as receivers go, is Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nicks. And I think, if I'm correct, they're supposed to be trying to work that number three would be Dominic Hickson or Ramses Barton.
It could also be Jarrell Jernigan or Reuben Randall,
like Dan DePalma or David Douglas trying to... Or people like Dan DePalma or Jarrell Jernigan or David Douglas overtaking people like Ramses Barton and moving them out.
Well, this is what I think. You know, you have to think of it the way that the season kind of goes along. You got Akeem Nicks, great player, extremely talented. He'll miss 2 or 3 games in the season. So you know if this guy's going to miss, you need another guy on the field who's going to be able to make plays. Right now you have Victor Cruz, who, like I said, bursting with confidence, we just said earlier, and now he's making plays all over the field. The next guy up could be Dominic Hickson. But we have to remember that they just drafted a kid, Reuben Randall, who's a big-time player in his own right. Can he learn the offense enough and be on the same page as Eli to make a difference? Then comes all the other guys. Then comes the Ramses Bartons and Douglas and all these other kids.
Jarrell Jernigan.
Jarrell Jernigan. And what happens there is now you have to find a way to make, you know, get your name known and thrown in the hat. You got to be on special teams. You got to make every catch is thrown. You got to make a block downfield. You got to put your body on the line a whole lot more, because all of a sudden they have guys that are going to make plays, and you have another big guy that's a receiver that can make plays. I'm telling you, Ramses Barton is a talent. 6'4", 6'5", 230 pounds. If he could stay healthy, he would be one of those main guys. But the problem is he hasn't been healthy. When is he going to have that Victor Cruz moment where he has a couple plays in a row and all of a sudden the confidence comes out of nowhere? That's what everybody's waiting on. And if he doesn't do it early in camp, he could be in trouble.
Let's go back to Twitter to hashtag Giants Chat. You can send in your live questions during the show. We will answer them. This one comes in from Danny Phantom 95. Do you think Dominic Hickson can have a bounce back year? And if so, what type of season do you have him? Do you see him having, Howard?
He could have a bounce back season being that third receiver. Again, you know, Victor Cruz is so potent right now. Anywhere they put him on the field, If they put Victor in the slot, which is not his probably his favorite spot to be in, when he makes the move at the top of the route, people freeze. It's not like he's doing something so incredible. They're just worried about him. That leaves Dominic Hickson on the outside going deep, and that guy is a great deep ball threat. I mean, if he's healthy and stays healthy the whole season, remember, he got hurt on a deep ball last year. That's how he got hurt. So a deep
catching
ball threat.
Catching a great pass, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, he did catch a great pass. A deep ball threat is welcome in any offense, and especially Eli like throwing a deep ball, he'll be a welcome to add.
Back to our phones at 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Reginald Collins from Houston, Texas.
Go ahead, man. Hey. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, John, and over there with the legend Howard, man? It's a pleasure to finally be talking with you guys.
Doing well, thanks.
My question is for the DBs. I know the diagnosis for Terrell Thomas haven't necessarily come out yet, but my concern is how are some of the other guys like Bruce Johnson? I know J-Ron is out too, but some of the other guys, Bing, and some of those other guys that we had, how are they looking? You know, competing for that third spot to where Antoine Rowe could continue to play safety, or is that guy Will Hill, making a case for himself to where he could possibly move into safety and they can mismatch snaps where, Rowe can still play some nickel, sometimes. Or, how's that looking right now with that race? Or are we solid at the three?
We're not really. I don't know if you can say you're solid at the three, but, you got Prince Mukmarker, who's going to be the guy, what they hope is going to be the guy who's going to step in if Terrell Thomas doesn't step up. Prince is going to get a lot of pressure from this good try-on. Now, a lot of people don't really hear about him that much, but I watched him a couple plays yesterday and a couple plays today. He really is aggressive, really has a good speed to get down the field, doesn't put himself out of position, and has a great feel for the ball. That's the hardest thing for a DB is to make a play on the ball. He does a good job.
You got to watch the quarterback and the receiver almost at the same time.
Absolutely. The rookie from Rutgers today also came up out of the backfield two times, once against the tight end. Big tight end catches the ball out in the flat on the reverse pass, kind of. All of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, great play. He comes up. He's right there, right on time. You need that. You need guys like that are going to step up. When two young guys are stepping up like that, it puts pressure on everybody else to get better.
And Tryon has experience in this league. He's not a rookie. He's been around the block a little bit. The Giants were thrilled when they got him as a free agent in the middle of last season. He played that one game with a broken arm, broke his arm, kept playing, made another special teams tackle, broke it again, and he kept going. So he's a tough guy, and he has experience.
Absolutely.
518. We're an old man. 518-437-3774, 518-437-3774. Let's go back to our busy phones. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Caller, go ahead.
This is Jared from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Go ahead, hey, man. How are you? We're in the deep south today a lot.
Hey,
how are
man,
you like
south,
that?
Man. Representing.
Yeah, I like to know since the past has been on the last few days, how have Marvin Austin looked in camp?
Marvin Austin's looked pretty good, and can't believe it or not. He's a big man, big body. He's getting after it, pressing. I was wondering how he's going to come back from that. I think it was a pec injury last year.
Yes, it was. Torn
yeah,
back,
so,
correct.
You know, the thing for me is to watch him. The thing I saw today, he conditioned after practice a little. He ran a little bit after practice.
He didn't look great running after practice.
But he was running after practice. A guy who's, trying to blow himself and get himself ready to go.
He was working hard.
Yeah, he was
no
trying. That's what you got to do. When he knows he's fighting an uphill battle, got a lot of guys. Sean Rogers just made it to the team. He knows that he's got to do something extra to contribute, and he's trying everything he can to get there.
And all jokes aside, talking to Marvin Austin, all the coaches, all of them say he is in good shape. That's just his body type, and he's looking in practice. They've been pretty happy with him.
He's got a low center of gravity coming up through guys. What you need when you're playing a position is leverage and speed. He has both things. Let's see how he converts it again. He's going to be another guy we're going to be looking forward to watching in preseason and see how he reacts when he gets guys from the other jersey trying to make a team also in front of him. He's gonna have a big chance to show off this in the next couple weeks.
And Howard, he's not one of those run-stuffing defensive tackles. He's more in that Warren Sapp mold where he can collapse the pocket in the pass rush and really cause a lot of disruption. I know whenever I ask you, the one thing you always say will hurt an offense the most is penetration up the middle. That's what really throws a quarterback off his game.
It throws more than the quarterback. It throws the running game off. It throws everything because, like in baseball, you got to be really solid up the middle, and football is the exact same thing. And when you have a DB who can really get up the middle really fast, the D tackle and get up the middle really fast, put pressure on the quarterback. The quarterback sometimes spinning just to hand the ball off. This guy's touching his leg, pulling in his towel, That destroys everything. When a quarterback's dropping back to throw, he has to take that first step forward to release the ball. If he can't get his foot forward to throw the ball, he's throwing off his back foot. That destroys the game. And this guy, Marvin Austin, that's what he's supposed to be. I'm waiting to see if that's the guy he's going to be.
I want to stick with the defensive tackle positions, Howard. I'm going to go to Twitter. You can send in your questions to hashtag GiantsChat. This from Eric Schwarzenegger wants to know, what's the deal with Marcus Kuhn? He couldn't play in the OTAs because of work visa things and the cut on his leg, but he's back here at training camp. What have you seen from him so far on the practice field?
You know, again, he's a guy that hasn't really, unfortunately, good player, but hadn't really stood out to me to the point that he's made me to go like, oh, wow. Oh, I got to remember this guy. That's what I'm looking for, guys. I'm trying to remember their names. I'm trying to remember who they're going to be. I want to see the guys who are going to be, you know, I'm going to be calling games during the season. I want to be able to remember them, and they're going to stand out so I can see them. Kuhn is a guy, hasn't done anything yet. You know, you got limited practice time. Not that he's done anything wrong. He just hasn't done any standout stuff yet. Hopefully he will. I'm looking forward to it.
He's one of those guys. He's a 26-year-old rookie. A great story. Mm-hmm. Came over playing with a club team in Germany.
Yeah.
Caught on in the U.S. Really a great story. One of the young players that's been a great story so far in camp is Will Hill. Howard mentioned it before. He went to Florida. Did not play extremely well. Did not get drafted last year. Sat out a year of football. Originally one of the most highly recruited players out of New Jersey before he became a Gator. Will Hill now is here with the Giants. He's trying to catch on. Let's take a listen to him as he spoke to the media earlier in the week up here in Albany.
What do you think about that role that they have you in, that, you know, playing down low, kind of like a nickel
linebacker type deal? I like it. I like it a lot. Actually, when I came in at Florida, that's the first position I actually played. So by me coming in here and doing that, it just seems similar. And I'm already, accumulated with the position.
Coach had some good things to say about yesterday, kind of the way you were playing. Talk about that and maybe making an impression in camp.
Yeah, I have the mentality of, like, because I wasn't drafted or anything like that, that I have to prove myself to not only the coaches, but these players that I belong here. So that's how I just go out every day and just attack everything full on.
You've been pretty much skipping lunch. What have you been doing?
Studying. Yeah, I got food at the room, so I just sit there eating and study.
Somebody bringing you back the food or what?
No, I have food. I went shopping when I got here.
So how much time, when you consider the skipping lunch and whatever you do after, how much extra time do you think you spend in the playbook?
All my time's in the playbook. I come here, go playbook, I leave. The goal, everybody comes here to relax at lunch. No, I'm in eating lunch in my playbook. So everything is all playbook until about like 9:30 at night. Then I take it down and go to sleep.
Are there any good stains on any pages?
A lot of stains.
Will Hill might be a good safety. Apparently a very sloppy eater. Howard, are you,
that's terrible.
You're a guy that's done some eating in your day. And what are you doing over there?
I'm tweeting. People are asking me questions.
What kind of questions
show?
You got over there? What do you got?
They're asking me questions. I will get to it. We'll get to it. He is a sloppy eater, but the thing is that you know and you love a lot about it is that you know that there's not a lot of practice opportunities out here. There's not a lot of live moments. You only get one practice a day. It's really cut down in half of what camp used to be. Now this guy knows the only way to learn is to study, so he's doing it. He's doing it when everybody else is eating and hanging out, he's studying. That's what's going to give him a leg up in the competition. Being able to translate that stuff from the book to the field and from the field to a game. That's what you need to do.
Back to our phones at 518-437-3774. Let's go back to our calls. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Howard. How are you fellas doing today?
We're doing great.
Good,
how are you?
Good.
I'm doing real well. I got a quick question for you to David Beal. I'm curious, he had a turmoilous offseason. How has he looked during training camp so far?
Oh, you know what? David Deal's looked incredible during training camp so far. Playing over there at the right tackle spot, which is incredible.
I think that might be his best spot on the line, Howard.
I don't know, but he looks good. The thing also I like about David Deal, and he's assumed a leadership role. You know, he's encouraging guys, getting guys, you know, hey, get your butt down, get your hands, keep moving, keep moving. You hear him like another coach on the field. Some of the guys are quiet, you know, the demeanor of offensive line, they're grunty, quiet, silent. That's not David Deal. He's in the middle of everything. Everybody's looking at him. He's the first one across the field, and they change in drills from side to side. Some guys walk. David is sprinting over, getting himself ready. I like it. He's got some energy about him and the kind of energy you want to see in a player. And again, right tackle might be his spot.
It might be a spot indeed. And Howard, one other guy that's a leader on the field is Chase Blackburn. Unfortunately, he was not at practice today. He kind of had a thigh bruise, did not have a chance to play at practice today. And Mark Herzlich stepped in, and he was the number one middle linebacker. What did you see from Herzlich so far in camp?
Well, I've seen that, you know, a lot of players have this problem. Their bodies are great. They're young. They're fast. They're doing all this stuff, and their minds have to catch up. In Herzlick's place, his body is still coming back to where it used to be. When he was coming out of Boston College, before he got sick, he was a top draft pick. He could have been a top five draft pick. I mean, he had that kind of ability. Get sick, lose some strength, lose some size. Now he's coming back. You know, his mind is there. He's been studying the whole time. He loved the game. He's a gym rat. He wants to play. Now his body's catching up to his mind, so he can actually put some of that stuff in his mind to practice. Some of that stuff he can actually do. It's like, oh man, I remember when, you know, that's what we all say when we're old, when we get older. I remember when I could have got to that. Now his body's getting where he can get to that. He knows where it is, and he's getting there.
All right, Howard, let's go back to Twitter at hashtag GiantsChat. You can send in your questions live during the show or call at 518-437-3774. This question comes on in from JelloPack190. Is this a running team or a passing team in 2012? And obviously in 11, winning the Super Bowl, it was a passing team.
Hopefully it's a winning team. You know, what happened last year was an anomaly because both times they had two different things going on. They had, you know, the running team the first year in Eli, the Super Bowl MVP, and this last year they had a passing team. The reason it became a passing team, they were behind a lot. The offensive line wasn't quite gelling. It kept flopping and moving guys around and around, trying to get some kind of continuity. They couldn't find it. By the time they found it, you know, they had already established a pass, and they were coming from behind almost every game. It seemed like every game Eli was, you know, coming in 2 minutes or 1 minute to go. That's what spurred the conversation about Eli being a Hall of Famer today, was that all the comebacks he had to, you know, orchestrate last year. Can they be a running team? Yes, they can be a running team, if they can get some continuity in the line early.
Well, and a question from the Giants message boards on the running game. Of course, you can submit those in the morning at boards.giants.com, and we will post them up here, and Carrot will answer them, or whoever our guest here will answer them during the show. So let's go to MadDog254. Do you think we can get back to Earth, Wind, and Fire style running backs? And if so, who would be Earth, who would be Wind, and who would be Fire? Now, and back in the day, it was Bradshaw was the Fire, Ward was the Wind, and Jacobs was the Earth. Break it down for the guys on the team.
Wow, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Right now, if I look at the guys today, it depends on who the three backs would be.
All right,
give me three backs.
Let's assume it's Ware, Wilson, and Bradshaw.
Ware, Wilson, and Bradshaw, then it's easy. The Earth is going to be...
got to be Ware, right?
Got to be Ware. The Wind's going to be Wilson, and the Fire's going to be Bradshaw. Bradshaw's going to be crazy, running into everything like a giant pinball, hitting everything, going crazy. Ware is more of that, you know, kind of solid down, you know, blocking. He knows what he's going to do. And the Wind, Wilson, easily. He's going to be hard to catch out there on the field.
All right. Now, we are going to have another special guest on today's show. Now, uh-huh. Howard did not show up at camp by himself.
Okay.
He brought a little friend.
Oh,
Howard Jr.,
on.
We're going to bring him on here.
H3.
This is now H3, Howard Cross the third.
That's right.
Now, we want to know from you. You've watched practice for 2 days. Who's your favorite player? Who have you seen that you really thought has done a good job?
Well, my favorite player so far is David Wilson. I actually think David Wilson, number 34, is really good because I've seen him on the field. He could actually fly on the field.
Wow!
He's Wind, just
look
like he's
this.
Wind.
Hey, look at this
like
guy.
Like father likes him. Little Howard, excellent job. Give me a pound. Great work. Now get out of here.
Get out of here.
Like father, like son. He loves David Wilson.
You know what? When a guy stands out like that, even kids can see when you're running that fast, it looks like you're running at a different pace than everybody else on the field. It makes a difference.
Howard, let's try to squeeze in one more call before we say goodbye at 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michael from Manchester, England.
What's up, Michael? Another international call. We like it. What's up, Michael?
Hey, I'm good, man. Yeah, I wanted to find out, what is the passing game and the running game looking like? Is it a possibility of it being balanced this year?
Absolutely. You got a great chance of it being balanced this year because you got running backs this year that can actually catch the ball out of the backfield. And what happens in that case is that defenses don't know. They can't set themselves up to say, okay, well, the big guy's in, so they're going to run the ball, or the little guy's in, we're going to pass the ball. These guys are all about the same size, and they're very explosive. Even Ware, who we don't consider a great pass threat, is also a great pass blocker. So you can't just say all of a sudden he's in the game. oh, well, you know, it's going to be a run. He can block and change the game that way. So, you know, it's going to be a good balance. These guys can move the ball, and
Ware,
they will.
And Ware, the master of the two-point conversion last year, exactly. Two on that shotgun handle. Exactly. Don't forget that. Back to our calls at 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, John. Hello, Howard. This is Richard calling.
What's up, Richard?
Quick question. Not necessarily football-related, but it sort of is. Who, in your opinion, would win in a bare-knuckle brawl, Lawrence Taylor or Jason Pierre-Paul?
All right, I'm going to ask the guy who played with LT about this. Go ahead.
A bare-knuckle brawl. If they were both in their prime, it's kind of like, you know, the Dream Team versus the 2012 team. The guy of Lawrence Taylor, it was a freak athlete, just freak.
Well, JPP.
I think JPP is growing into that. But, you know, it was a different league back then. You had to be tougher and rougher back then. A lot more was acceptable when we played back then as part of the physicality of football. It was borderline dangerous when we played.
I want to take this a little off of the physical portion. I think LT is a little crazy, a little more so than Pierre-Paul, and he's a little meaner. So okay. I think you have to go with LT. Is that fair?
You can go with that, but I'm telling you, just from bare knuckles and what you watch, you know, I watched LT play after dislocating his shoulder. I watched him strap his arm to his side to go out and get sacks. I watched him play after he broke some bone in his foot. He goes, well, I can run on the other side. So I've watched him do crazy stuff, so that's different.
Howard, I appreciate the time. Great job these last 2 days. Thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely. Here, tell me to wrap it up. That's terrible.
That's former Giants. Everyone's sick of you talking. I mean, can you blame them?
No.
That's former Giants head coach Howard Cross. Great job right here on Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com. And a phenomenal job by our crew the last few days. Our camera guys, Chris Pett. We got, of course, Team Cox over here, Julia Lavelle, Christine back in the studio with Michael Becton, all the interns, Mortensen, Merroy. Everybody did a great job these last few days. Could have done it without you. Fantastic job. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're off tomorrow, but Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way again on Monday right here on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us. 5:30, you be there.